Hello dear listener, and welcome to Spiritual Balance Podcast. My name is Joy and I'm also the author of the book Spiritual Balance. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter. I hope you like it. In our previous episode, we looked at doing good as one way of strengthening your spiritual body. Today, we shall look at the effects of salvation on your heart and on your mind, and we shall start with the heart. The areas that the devil targets to put you down are your body, heart, and mind. We have said that the physical body or flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. The devil will work his best to ensure that you live in ignorance by not reading the word of God, going to church, and reading Christian materials. By doing these things, he knows you will get the knowledge that will help you strengthen your spiritual body. Salvation changes your heart and mind. Let's find out how. And therefore, let's start with the heart. Everything that happens in your life stems from the heart. It is in your heart that every good, evil act starts and thereafter affects your mind. You start by believing that you have accepted in your heart. Your mind then starts thinking about what you have believed in your heart. Your thoughts affect your feelings. Then lastly, you end up acting or talking according to how you feel. Your beliefs and attitudes start from the heart. Someone does not just wake up and decides to commit suicide, steal, murder, or engage in sinful acts. Neither does one get up and decides to get born again, go help the poor, and many others. It all starts cooking inside the heart. The word of God says in Matthew 15, 18 to 20, "But the words you speak that come from the heart, that's what defiles you. For from the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. These are what defiles you. Eating with unwashed hands will never defile you." That is why you need to take control of your heart, because what comes out of it will build or destroy your life. You can watch over your heart by controlling what you see, listen to, and talk. Hearing, seeing, and talking are the channels that drive information into your heart. Whatever you allow yourself to hear, watch, listen to, and declare will either build or destroy you once it gets inside your heart. The word of God says in Proverbs 4:23, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." Your heart is a reflection of who you are. You cannot define a person by the way he or she behaves. The only person who understands people's hearts is God. He doesn't look at the outward appearance, but the heart. You can claim to be a good person, born again, servant of God, kind to the poor, but God knows the intentions of your heart. Whatever you do, he knows whether it's being done in truth and in sincerity. Cheerfully, willingly, sacrificially, out of compulsion, or with bitterness. If you are looking for a marriage partner, you will need God's help to know who the right mate is. In marriage, people get to understand each other after several years because their character was hidden in the first months of their marriage. The word of God says in Proverbs 27:19, "As a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person." To test your heart, God allows challenges to come into your life. These challenges mess your life, break you into pieces, and turn things upside down. They reveal to you and the world the real you. At this point, God starts transforming you by putting the good pieces out of the broken pieces together into the person he desires. When you get born again, God's agenda is to transform your heart. He changes your heart from a stony heart, a heart that is not easy to change, to a heart of flesh that can easily be transformed. Salvation does not mean everything will go smoothly. You need to go through a transformation. Transformation means change. Change cannot take place without a challenge. The challenges you will go through can be painful. The word of God says in Ezekiel 36:26, "And I will give you a new heart, and I'll put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart." As a born-again Christian, you cannot say your heart has been fully transformed. You are still going through a transformation. Thereafter, God wants your heart to be, number one, courageous. The opposite of courageous is fearful. The Spirit of God dwells in you. You are not alone and therefore need not fear anything. You and the Holy Spirit are a strong team. All you need is to believe in yourself and trust in God. No one would want to follow a fearful person. The word of God says in Proverbs 27:14, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." Number two, your heart becomes tender. The Spirit of God is gentle. He cannot stay where there is no peace. With the Spirit in you, you can extend the peace to others by relating well with them and showing acts of kindness. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you." Number three, a wise heart. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. He will guide, lead, and instruct you in the making of the right decisions. Learn to listen to your inner man, and you'll never go wrong. The word of God says in Proverbs 10:8, "The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin." Number four, a tranquil heart. A transformed heart is not proud. You can acknowledge the doings of God in your life and respect other people. You treat others the way you would want to be treated. The word of God says in Proverbs 14:3, "A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him, but the words of the wise keep them safe." Number five, a strong heart. In life, you'll go through ups and downs. You need to be put down by the challenges that come your way. You need spiritual strength to keep you going. Spiritual strength comes from God. You can get strength from your secret place of prayer. A strong heart is what God wants you to have to stand in the time of adversity. The word of God says in Psalm 73:26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Number six, a glad and generous heart. A generous heart is a giving heart. God is a giver. You cannot outgive God. He gave out his only son to die for your sins. God looks at the spirit behind giving. Most of your blessings are tied to your giving. A giving heart is what God wants from you. The word of God says in Acts 2:46, "They worshipped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity." Number seven, a sincere heart. A sincere heart has no substitute for obedience. A sincere person is true to God and himself. He is committed to doing the will of God without caring who is watching. Ephesians 6:5 says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ." Number eight, a pure heart. Every decision you make or word that you speak, whether good or bad, originate from the heart. What you believe in your heart determines your actions. God wants you to have a pure heart full of the right beliefs. The word of God says in Proverbs 22:11, "One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the king for a friend." Number nine, a joyful heart. God's will for you is to rejoice all the time, in good times and bad times, because everything that happens in your life has been allowed by him, and it is working for your good. Instead of murmuring, be grateful. The word of God says in Proverbs 17:22, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Number 10, a broken and contrite heart. A broken heart easily yields and surrenders to the Holy Spirit. If you have this kind of heart, it becomes easy for you to walk in obedience. Out of a broken heart will come true worship. This heart is peaceful, calm, and humble. A broken heart the Lord will not despise. The word of God says in Psalms 51:17, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit." A broken and contrite heart God will not despise. And lastly, number 11, a believing heart. You cannot please God without faith. You cannot see manifestations in your life until you believe. God wants you to have a believing heart so that you can hold firm on His word and promises. Without a believing heart, you cannot move to the next level. Mark 11:23 says, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." How does salvation change your mind? Once your heart is changed, you can allow in only what is acceptable before God. You choose wisely what you watch, listen to, and speak. When you gave your life to Christ, you died and resurrected with Him through baptism. Your mind needs to be transformed to the mind of Christ. For Philippians 2:5-8 says, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus." When you have the mind of Jesus, vocabulary such as impossible, failure, sick, and many others will not exist in your mind. You will read the word of God, believe the word in your heart, and then think the way the word says. You are what you think. When you think of greatness, success, favor, long life, divine health, restoration, happy marriage, among us the others, that is what you will see in your mind and eventually have. The enemy is at war with your mind because he knows you are what you think. During challenges, he will want you to give up. Believe that what you are trusting in God for is not possible. Then start thinking about defeat. You need to stay positive through the challenges. Have the mentality of a winner. Think like a conqueror. Declare God's word about your situation and be thankful all the time. The devil will use people to bring you down through their criticism, but if your mind is trained to think and remain positive, you will overcome. Every victory starts in your mind. Learn to control your thought life. If there is a battle you need to fight, it is not the battle of your enemies, but the battle of your mind. Once you conquer the way you think and stick to thinking positive, you are assured of victory. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, "We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ." Your mind can be renewed to think like Jesus Christ by reading the Word of God so that you think and confess as it says. Eat and drink the Word to help you stand strong during challenges. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but tell God to transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Once your mind is renewed by God's word, don't waste time thinking about petty things such as gossiping, judging, condemning, blaming, complaining, being envious amongst others. Relate with people who think positively and talk about things that are true, commendable, holy, good, among others. Small minds discuss negative stuff, but great minds discuss matters that are acceptable before God and are meant to transform lives. Philippians 4:8 says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Most people are suffering from depression, stress, high blood pressure, skin conditions, and other sicknesses because of their negative thoughts. Every time you start thinking negatively, peace goes away and your general body function is affected. You need peace to live long, to be happy, to enjoy divine health and look strong and young. This peace can only be achieved when you think right. Focus on what God says about you and believe and think like it. God is not a man that he should lie. Learn to believe his word and it shall bear fruit in your life. Trust in God even in hopeless situations. There is no situation he cannot change. Nothing is impossible with him. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on him." Salvation is meant to transform you to look like Christ. Your heart needs to be changed from a stubborn heart to a heart of flesh that can accept and believe the word of God through teachings and studying. Entering the kingdom of God is not bread and butter. You have your part to play. You will be tested through challenges, one after the other, until you are up to the task. After this is done, God will then write his laws on your heart and mind, put his seal on you, and stay assured that you cannot go astray. God makes a covenant with spiritually mature Christians who can then be called his sons and ready to inherit his kingdom. You want to inherit God's kingdom? Allow him to transform you. Hebrews 10:16 says, "This is the new covenant I will make with my people. On that day, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." I hope you enjoyed this chapter of my book. If you found it helpful, please send me a message and let me know. Thanks for listening, and God bless you.